Well, I'm joined now telephonically by Nicolas Scarangela from the group Adieu Gary Cooper, whose album Outsiders, released on the 23rd of June on Casbah Records, is our triumphant album of the week. Nicolas, thanks very much for talking to us. How are you? Where are you?
Well, I'm in Geneva, Switzerland, right now. That's where the band is based. Well, we're between Geneva and Lausanne, as a matter of fact.
Okay, well, we're hearing you loud and clear, so that's very impressive. Thank you very much for talking to us. It's a real pleasure to have you on the show. This album has been labelled as Music for Monday Morning. I did play Travailler C'est Mal Payé on the morning show yesterday, and it did work beautifully. Is there a deliberate effort to convey the kind of the urbane inane, the kind of the dullness of urban life and the drudgery and dullness of having to go to work and that kind of thing? It does seem to pervade the album.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's all, a theme about work, and the funny thing is I'm actually calling, I'm actually talking to you from work. Because we are doing music, but at the same time we all have day jobs, to make ends meet. And I'm actually calling from work from an office, and it's really about that. All this album is about that. It's about the fact that we're working. We have to work like most people do, and it's going to last most likely for the next 30 or 40 years, depending on your age. That's what people tend to do all their life. And, sometimes it's a bit depressing.
And also tied up with that is the name of the band and the novel by Romain Gary. What's your relationship like with this novel? Because here you have a character who flees America in the Vietnam War I haven't actually read the book. I'm just going on stuff I've read about it. But to me, it seems like he's looking for something like authenticity in the Swiss Alps. Is this something you're looking for? I mean, the idea, I suppose, is we have this classic hero like Gary Cooper that doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
Is it an album that is essentially saying, yeah, this is the state of the world, and there are no classic heroes anymore. You've just got to maybe revel in the drudgery of daily life.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. The name of the band, based on this novel, is really about saying that heroes do not exist anymore, and that's also why we can admit that we are a bit of losers, or at least that we are a bit of outsiders, like the name of the album. As a matter of fact, we choose this name, again based on this novel, also to say that there's no more heroes, and we don't have any more classic American heroes. Our music heroes, like Bob Dylan or Lou Reed, and we kind of say goodbye to them by singing in French. So there's this analogy between the it's also, I mean, the name of the band is also saying what we're doing. We are saying goodbye to our heroes in the U.S. mostly. Yeah. Also English, we also have a number of English heroes in music.
Oh, good. Thank you. That's very kind. Yeah, so do I. I've got loads. That was something I wanted to ask you about, the fact that you are singing in French and you have this title, Outsiders, in English, which is actually odd. Because to us, that's something we often associate with French, l'étranger, and that kind of stuff. Is very much kind of an originally quite, I don't know, a French idea. So it's quite funny that you've translated that into English. And your songs are in French. So is it more of a universal thing then? It's a state of the world. We're all doomed together to this life of dullness. So I think you've already explained that, but that was something I wanted to ask about. More specifically to do with the music and the setup of your band. You guys went on tour to China, I gather, and couldn't take the drums with you, so opted for drum machines. What was it? Because you're still doing that now. That's your setup nowadays. So what was it about the new sound that you had that made you want to keep that?
Well, it's I mean, it's not entirely true. Okay, when we could go to China, we could only, you know, travel three. We could not bring the drums, so we started to play around with drum machine and stuff. It was really interesting. We experimented and we discovered a lot of things, and we've actually took that in the production of the album, you know, a new inspiration. However, on the album, and as a matter of fact, also live now, we brought back some drums because, you know, when you're live, having a drummer is good because you feel, I don't know, like more powerful. But we actually mix, you know, some drum machine elements with real drums and, you know, synthesizers, and also lots of guitars, because we are a guitar-based band, I would say, still.
That's certainly the thing that comes across, is these rich guitar textures, just huge sort of all-encompassing kind of guitar sound that you're totally lost in, which I think is even more the case on this album, Outsiders, rather than on Bleu Bizarre, which is probably more of a folky, bluesy album, which I find a bit surprising that you've moved away from that a bit, because of the theme of the album, this dejected attitude, would to me suggest a move towards blues rather than away from it.
Well, the thing is, I mean, we in a way we come you know, from blues and folk music, and, well, let's say, and rock music. And when we did the Bleu Bizarre, we had this past in another like garage punk band, and we wanted to have something quieter. So we started the band Adieu Gary Cooper, kind of thinking to do folk music with some, you know, psychedelic influence. So this Bleu Bizarre album was, let's say, relatively quiet and organic in the sound. But then we started to do, you know, concerts more and more. And also larger stages, and we were like, oh well, we are with our quiet songs. It's not always easy to have those quiet songs, so we wanted to go back to something, you know. Well, little by little, we went to something a bit stronger and a bit louder and noisier, and that's how we got to much fatter and richer sound again. So that kind of explained, let's say, the move from this Bleu Bizarre down to this Outsider sound, which is a bit different. And in the middle, there was this, you know, tour in China where we could not travel with drums, so we brought the drum machine. So we started to include some, you know, let's say, modern instruments like drum machine and synthesizers. So that kind of explains, let's say, the move we've done from a psychedelic folk or something to something which is more like, stadium rock, sometimes we say.
Sorry, and I was just going to say, you sort of reference this and field these two sides quite adeptly in the album. For example, on the final track, Quand je serai mort, you have this drum machine opening with harmonica at the top, over the top. So you have this new, slightly more technological sound that you've got now, but also referencing your folky, bluesy past. And I think that it comes across very, very nicely on this album.
Yeah, I hope
more
so.
More of a compliment than anything. It's not really a question.
Yeah, thank you about that. Yeah, I hope. Yeah, we can mix a bit. We're kind of, trying to search something in the. We really want to do some modern music. You know, we really don't want to do anything like vintage. However, we've listened a lot, you know, to some, you know, blues and rock and roll and all this rough music, let's say. So we have it in us.
Yeah, a rich tapestry you're using at your disposal. You were talking earlier about how the sound kind of developed from what you were doing live and what you need to do in a live setting to kind of grab your audience or whatever. And I saw somewhere once something that Perrine said, and something that Perrine Berger saying, that the studio is the best part of the job. Is this something that you agree with? Is that just his opinion? Are you more of a studio band or a tour band?
Frankly, it depends. I mean, these days we are having really really good shows, and we're really having fun at shows. So, I mean, I think it's really, these are really two different things. We really love the studio because, let's say, when we can have time in it, even if it's just in our own rehearsal room, because we like to search for sound and we like to test ideas, and it's really about experimenting. In the live setting, it's really more about the energy and trying to be to be really energetic and share with that with the public, and it's really two different sides. But in a way, we like to experiment, and that's also why we from one album to the other we test sometimes really different things, really different sounds, because we don't want to, stay in one box. Okay, well, once we've done something, we try some new sounds. So that also, kind of explain why how things have, evolved quite a lot from the Bleu Bizarre album to this Outsider album. But yeah, I would say yeah, we like both the studio and the live.
So Thursday night, you are going to be live in Paris at the Festival Restons Sérieux at Supersonic. That's quite a fitting name, actually, for your album. It is quite... Well, actually, no, it's not. It's not serious, is it? It's sort of tongue-in-cheek, sort of second degré, I think you might call it. I don't know. I might have misused that term. But yeah, it is not so totally serious. But yeah, you're playing at Supersonic in the 12th arrondissement alongside Mustang, who played in Nantes for our radio's 10-year birthday celebrations thing. And they're great. And I think they're very guitar sort of centric band as well. They've got a great guitar sound. So I think it'll work nicely with you guys as well. So when you're playing at an event like this, obviously, you've just released an album, but do we see songs that maybe might be finding themselves on a new album in the future? Are there new songs that you're writing at the moment? What can we expect on Thursday night?
Well, I mean, on Thursday night, it's not it's not a very long show, so we'll be mostly playing songs from the new album. Mm-hmm. And if we play longer shows, we also play some kind of updated versions of all the songs, and the newest songs are still in our heads right now, so they're not ready, but they will be coming. Sometimes we like to test new songs just to see if it works, if we are able to play them correctly, right now it will really be about this new album.
Okay, well, I'm hopefully going to be there. I'm going to Paris that night, so if I can get there on time, I'll come and see you. What time are you playing?
I think it's relatively early. I don't remember if it's like 8 or 8:30 or 9. It's relatively early because it's relatively long night, lots of bands.
Yeah. Well, it looks like a good event, and it looks like one into which you'll fit in nicely with your sound.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on the album, really. I think that's what needs to be said. It's brilliant, and we're enjoying playing it and listening to it. And thank you very much for talking to us, Nicolas Scarangela.
No problem. Thanks.
You're listening to English for Everyone. Tweet us and follow us on Instagram at EU Radio English. And find us on Facebook, EU Radio Nantes English. 101.3 FM.